Well, glory to God. Welcome once again to the Power of Faith. I'm Pastor Philip Derby, your family of faith, Victor Church, right here in the capital city of Frankfort, Kentucky. And just delighted to be able to share with you in the truths of God's word once again. Luke 1:37 says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible." And it is Tremendous Tuesday. So glad to be with you today. And we're going to have a good time in the Word of God. You know, so thankful to have the opportunity to minister the Word of God to those of you that are listening. I count it a privilege. You know, God took me from just a very sinful place in my life, a 14-year drug addict, drunk, locked up 20 times, looking at 21 years in the penitentiary, and has put a new song in my heart. Thankful for that. And so over the next few minutes, we're going to look at some truths in God's Word and hopefully glean some insight from it. You know, revelation knowledge will steer you in the right direction for your destiny journey. All of us have a destiny to fulfill. And God has pre-planned that, and He's already mapped it out. It's up to us to discover it through the Word and the leadership of the Holy Ghost. So we've been looking, we started yesterday, on this particular verse in 1 Corinthians 15:33, where it says, "Be not deceived, evil communications corrupt good manners." Now, you know, there's a few times in the Word of God where this phrase, "be not deceived," is used. And, you know, it's a warning. It's a heads up that this is an area where you could be tripped up. You know, in wartime, they'll put landmines out, you know, and they'll cover them up under the dirt and so on and so forth, hoping that the enemy will step on it and it will cause the enemy to be destroyed. And when you see a "be not deceived," God wants us to just put our spiritual antennas up as high as they go, to really focus in on what is being said. And there's five words after he says, "be not deceived." He says, "evil communications corrupt good manners." So the end result is good manners. That's what God wants us operating in, good manners. Well, what is trying to interrupt that? Certainly the devil. The Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about, seeking whom he may devour." And the Bible lets us know that we're not to be ignorant of Satan's devices. So when it says evil communications, and, you know, everything in life requires communication. You go to the grocery store, and you're looking for a certain product, and the person that created the product has a label on it communicating that this is what I am here. You know, let's say you're looking for salad dressing and you want French dressing or whatever. And there's all kinds of dressings on that shelf, Thousand Island, honey mustard, so on and so forth. But you're looking for one that says French. And when you see it, it's communicating to you that I'm the right one. So you take that, you go to the checkout counter, and then there's a tag on it that communicates how much you have to pay. Then, once you see how much you have to pay, then you take your credit card or you take your debit card, or you take money out, and you communicate with those resources to acquire what you want, which is this French dressing. Hello. Now, everything operates off communication. Everything. And, you know, you go to a restaurant. You sit down. You're seated. You communicate it. There's two of us. They sit you down. They ask you what you want to drink. You're communicating. And then they hand you a communication menu. You look on the menu. The waitress comes back, or the waiter, and you communicate what you want. Then that waiter slash waitress, whatever it may be, goes to the kitchen and communicates what you communicated to her. And the chef accordingly cooks what you communicated. And then the next thing you know, what comes out and is put in front of you is what you communicated to the waiter or waitress. Everything operates off communication. Everything. And so evil communications corrupt good manners. See? And so the enemy knows that. That's what happened in the garden. That serpent communicated to Eve. Hath God said? And here we go. And she got into this communication with the devil. Evil communications corrupted Adam and Eve in the garden. And when you and I as believers think that we can look at stuff on our phones, on our laptops, on our television, on our iPads, that the world is just throwing at us, and like it has no effect. No, you got to protect yourself from that. You got to protect your children from that. You can't let all these evil communications that are out there. I mean, just even stuff on billboard signs now. Just what we tolerate in our communities is nothing that would have been tolerated back when I was a kid. Just plain and simple. So, it says here, be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. So that's why we want good communications, because good communications will produce and continue to produce good manners. That's what's so important about the Word of God. Being in a church where the Word is being preached, and you can go in there and you don't have to have your guard up. You can sit there and open up your heart and mind to the truths of God's Word and allow God to build your spirit up and get your mind renewed to proper communication. See, with a husband and wife, you know, my wife, she'll ask me sometimes, we'll be sitting on the couch and we'll be talking. Actually, she'll be talking and I'm listening. And then she'll say this, are you listening to me? And I'll say, yeah, I'm listening to you. And she says this, well, why don't you answer me? And I tell her, I'm thinking about the answer. See, and I really was. But my answer can be maybe. It can be, I don't know. She don't want that. She wants a yes, a no, or a date. And when I say a date, not me and her going out somewhere, she wants to know when it's going to get done. And so communications between a husband and wife are vital. Vital. You know, if you're not careful, you know, husband and wife, you're raising kids, you know, and all your communication is about raising the kids, raising the kids, raising the kids. It's not really developing between you and your spouse, and all of a sudden your kids, you're an empty nester. And now you looking at each other thinking, who is this person? Do I know him? Do I know her? Well, what's happened? You haven't been communicating. You haven't been talking. Now, let's get back here to evil communications. We just got a few minutes left here. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Now, when God says, be not deceived, then who are we as believers to think, well, I can listen to that. It's not that bad. It's not all that. It's rated R. That tells you. I mean, you got stuff nowadays that are PG. Parental guidance, remember that? That's supposed to be, pretty decent. Now things are evil communications. Corrupt good manners. I'm sounding the alarm this week on our Power of Faith program to just wake us up, because we're living in a powerful time. I believe this is the year of greatness. I believe that the Lord wants to do great things in our lives, and we got to be vigilant. We cannot drop our guard to allow evil communications to be tolerated in our ears, in our eyes, because they will corrupt. See? And so we have to teach our kids that. And we have to guard our hearts and minds when we're in our work center, when we're in different places. And certainly, we got to protect our houses from our homes from evil communications having a foothold in our families. Well, on this tremendous Tuesday, our time's gotten away from us. But when we go off the air, we're here for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's through our prayer line, 502-597-4357. And if you prefer to send us an email, you can do that at help@faithvictorychurch.us. And if you want to know more about our ministry, simply go to our website, faithvictorychurch.us, and there's all kinds of information about who we are. There's ministry tools there. We have videos there. We have our bookstore there, our CDs there, music CDs. All kinds of spiritual tools to enrich your life. So we'll get here. We will gather again tomorrow and get further into this teaching. Until then, Pastor Philip reminding you on this tremendous Tuesday, Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 4 says, where the word of a king is, there is power. Be a blessing.
Thanks for listening to Power of Faith. This program relies on your prayers and financial support. You can contact them today at 502-875-7886. Or if you'd like to visit Faith Victory Church in person, you can visit them at 122 East Broadway in Frankfort. For more information, visit their website at faithvictorychurch.us. And when you do, please be sure to mention that you heard them on 99.1 FM WJMM.
Life 99 W.